You're listening to Asbury University's Chapel Podcast, recorded live from our campus in Wilmore, Kentucky. Asbury's Chapel Service hosts speakers from around the world to inspire academic excellence and spiritual vitality. We hope you enjoy today's message.
Our chapel frame as we move into this Great Commission week is kingdom community, that the mission of God is calling us, that we are a diverse community. The Jesus community is a diverse community. And that it is both with words and it is with mercy and justice that we live out the Great Commission and live as people that with both our hands and feet, we are proclaiming good news. It is about the local church and it is about the global church, that the good news is heard around the world and that we reflect the diversity of God's kingdom, a kingdom community. So I'm excited to introduce to you Nez and Kelly Vival. They live in Selma, Alabama. They have two kids, Hezekiah and Iris Ann, and they have been there about 8 years in Selma. Graduates from Asbury, majored in business, and Nez played tennis, Kelly played basketball. They've been married since 2016. They both felt God place Selma on their heart as they launched into marriage. And you'll hear more of their story about their call to that city. They've been serving with TMS Global since 2019. And this morning, you'll hear them share about Seeds of Hope as well, a nonprofit that exists to see those impacted by trauma, oppression, and spiritual blindness experience the healing and abundant life that Jesus has for them.
It is such an honor and a privilege to be here with y'all this morning, and even more so to share this space during Great Commission Congress. We love the theme, to serve where you're planted. We resonate deeply with that in our daily lives and in our call to ministry where the Lord has us in Selma. In the verse for the week, Colossians 3:17, we're reminded that in whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. And this simple yet profound verse is a guide for how we engage the world around us. This is our family, obviously Nez and myself, Kelly. Hezekiah, who will be 4 at the end of this month, and Iris Ann, who turned 1 in August. I grew up part of the Christian and Missionary Alliance and going to First Alliance Church, which is just down the road here. Went there my whole life, attended mission rallies and mission conferences. God's mission, God's heart for the world that they would know him and love him has always been a passion of mine. We're so grateful that he's using us in Selma, but that's not how we saw it going. We want to share with you today a little bit about how the Lord has called us to serve where we're planted, about Seeds of Hope, a nonprofit that we founded, and about the Ministry of Common Places. In 2016, when Nez and I were just graduates of Asbury University and getting married, we were really seeking the Lord's direction and praying, asking him where he would have us go, what he would have us do. And an opportunity, a connection in Selma kind of came up, and it felt like the right fit for the time. It was like a year-long internship-like commitment that would give us enough time for Nez to get his green card application underway and get all that figured out. And we didn't realize it, of course, then, but this is the circumstance that the Lord would use. We thought this was a period, like a stepping stone to somewhere else, a stepping stone to even going overseas someday, but the Lord used this time to give us his heart for Selma. I want to share with you real fast a couple facts about Selma. Selma is 80% African American, with the other 20% being mostly white. Having said that, the roots of segregation and racial injustice are evident in many ways in our community. With less than 17,000 residents, Selma is the fastest shrinking town in Alabama. Despite its small size, Selma has one of the highest crime rates in the nation compared to all communities of all sizes. There are a lot of struggles and challenges that are facing especially our young community. Gangs, gun violence, lack of quality education, racial divide, seemingly silent churches, drug and alcohol abuse, poverty. It was through my job initially that we came face to face with these issues. So when we moved there in 2016, I was working in an after-school program for kids whose parents were in the family drug court. So their parents had gotten in trouble with drugs one way or another. We were picking them up from school a couple days a week, loving on them, tutoring them, helping them with their homework. Then after that first year, remember that the year we thought we were going to be there, I was hired as the director of a court-ordered program for juveniles on probation. So through both of these positions, the Lord had put us in a place of proximity with a lot of young people and their families. I was with these youth for 4 hours a day after school. We were doing home visits and school visits. Nez was having them on the tennis court. We were doing curfew checks, attending sporting events, taking them to church. We were up close and personal with the struggles and challenges that our young community was facing. We lost youth to gun violence, we lost kids to prison. And as I mentioned before, it was in all this that we realized God wasn't calling us away from Selma. He wasn't moving us away. He was calling us to stay and to serve where we were planted. So pretty organically, we started to do life this way. The church we were going to at the time was just blocks from GWC, which is a government housing for single moms in our town. There's a group of young kids who would walk to church a couple blocks every Sunday, siblings, cousins, friends. And there was our friends, the O'Neills, who are our teammates now. We started to just take them under our wings to kind of be responsible for them at church. We followed them home one day to meet their moms. From there, we just started inviting them over to our houses. After every Sunday, they would come to our house or the O'Neills' house. We would have lunch, play games with them. We taught them Christian camp songs and took them down to the river. A lot of them learned how to swim in the river. We started to invite their moms over for kids' birthday parties and to cook together, to throw a Super Bowl party together. So at the end of 2019 and early 2020, one of my graphics isn't working. There's a TMS Global graphic that's in that corner. Imagine. In early 2020, we were all working full-time and doing this in the evenings and the weekends, and we felt like the Lord was leading us to join TMS Global. So you may have heard of TMS Global around campus. I actually saw a little promo for something that they're doing across the street at the Yellow House. They're a mission-sending organization. So we felt like the Lord was leading us to join them and do this, kind of live this life on mission. TMS Global exists to deploy the body of Christ globally, joining Jesus in his mission, especially among the least reached people. And TMS has close to 150 cross-cultural workers, another term for missionaries, all over the world. And our team, this is our team here, are some of the first with TMS serving stateside. And so, obviously that's us, minus a kid, and our teammate, Jennifer, and the O'Neill family. They're also minus a kid. We've been involved in several avenues of loving our neighbors and sharing Christ. Coaching in an after-school running program for elementary-aged girls, or Nez using his platform on the tennis courts, at the park, or in the schools. Hosting dinners in our home, Bible studies for both youth and adults. Hosting art classes along with Bible studies, block parties, and a Pinewood Derby, and other outreach events. Just using what the Lord has given us. And in 2021, this idea for Seeds of Hope was born.
Yes. So how did we get here? Overnight, how do we get to Seeds of Hope with a vision to see those impacted by trauma, oppression, and spiritual blindness experience healing and abundant life through faith in Jesus Christ? How did we end up acquiring a 23,000 square foot building on 4 acres, basically owning the block? Was it our charisma, drive, hard work, or awesomeness? Friends, no. It started off with the verse from Matthew 6:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added. As Jesus led us to live among the people in Selma in the common places, the quote by Dr. J. Moon, which some of you might know, have proved to be true, especially where we are today. God worked through us, but most of the time in spite of us. Like all humble beginning story, it started in our teammate William's carport. We're working out, and he got the idea that this would be great for a great space to train the kids that we were, the youth that we were working with. We both said God was calling us to grow this vision. And within a few weeks, we had community partners donate equipment, a slip for space, and funds to buy the weights. We began training the youth, specifically boys, in weight training and playing pickup basketball. It started to get steam. We had more kids coming, and as you can imagine, it began to get chaotic. Luckily, we had a team leader at TMS who grew up in the inner city, and he's now our speaker, an offer, a follower of Jesus, commended our efforts, but challenged us to set boundaries to protect the ones who wanted it from those who didn't. It changed the game for us, and it brought about a new vision and a new idea of a dream center. We realized many of our youth, when we asked them, what are your dreams, many of them had none. This sparked the thought process, what would it look like to have a dream center? A place where the noise of life could be quieted and where the Holy Spirit can begin to minister and allow them to go deeper to learn who they are to God and what is His will for their lives. In conversation, our teammate was sharing this desire with a pastor, and it ended with, I have the perfect place. Up to this point, God had led us from the carport to a 5,000 square foot slip and to now our permanent home, this old 23,000 square foot warehouse within a 5-year span. We got the name through another TMS Global leader, and now she's our board member as well, called, during a prayer session, she felt like it should be called Seeds of Hope. And to that, our group were just like, yes, boom, that's it. During this process of acquiring and naming, there was a constant call to a challenge of dying to ourselves. At times we bore fruit, more frequently we were pruned, but most times we were pressed and squeezed for our sake, but more importantly, for His sake and fulfilling the call. You see, friends, my mentor quotes Dallas Willard quite frequently to me, because I'm a doer. He says, the gift you give to the church is the person you are becoming. And also to ensure that my doing does not supersede my being with God. In common places, we cannot neglect to walk, our individual walk, and doing so within community. Because this accountability helps us become and makes us more effective in the spaces as we pour out. Ministry in common places is where depravity meets hope. It's where we join Jesus in God's redemptive mission through His death, His resurrection, the Holy Spirit, and humanity. It is where the Word incarnate becomes flesh and dwelt among us. It is where the true path is lit back to God. This incarnational depiction by Jesus has been so life-giving. A quote by Dr. Eric Mason, proximity breeds empathy and distance breeds suspicion, has changed our lives. Getting close with people, you see and experience two things, their beauty, but also their brokenness. While they see the same from us. Our hope in proximity is developing relationships and a path that points back to Jesus. As we begin to use and transform this building into a community center and carry out the vision for Seeds of Hope, may our proximity grow in empathy and understanding as our distance and suspicion die. Ministry in common places look like God using common spaces and transforming it into avenues and intersections for the gospel. We see this done so well in the gospels, like the Samaritan woman at the well, Jesus calling Matthew at the tax collector booth, Jesus sitting at the table, and even Jesus in the temple. Seeds of Hope at its core creates common places through our education, arts, athletics, and exposure trips, opening avenues and intersections to witness about Jesus Christ. Through these relationships and avenues, lives are changed. General curses and strongholds are broken. John Wesley's spirit of adoption is realized, that we are not only made in God's image, but we are sons and daughters of the living King. This hope, the hope with this realization that propels, that the hope with this realization that it propels people towards the Great Commission, witnessing about Jesus, what he has done for them, wherever they go.
So Nez mentioned exposure trips as being a part of what Seeds of Hope, the avenues, the intersections that Seeds of Hope does to meet people, to meet youth where they are. And part of what we've done over the past couple years is take youth on exposure trips. And so this slide, you'll see a fishing trip to Mobile, Alabama. We took a group of kids to Washington, D.C., actually to participate in a mission conference, the National African American Mission Council. We took a group of kids in the top right and middle photo. We've taken kids the past 3 years to Lake Erie, actually to another type of mission conference camp, Beulah Beach. And in the photo in the middle at the bottom is actually in here. We took one young man. We grabbed him out of school for a Monday or something and came up here and came to the outpouring. But these exposure trips have been really neat to open doors to conversations that just would not happen in Selma. The Lord has been really gracious in leading us in those. So you can invite kids over for an Olympic viewing party. You can run a tennis camp at your local park. You can start a nonprofit and turn a warehouse into a community center. You can be called overseas. But we believe that some of the most impactful ministry is in the common places. In the lobby at the YMCA, when you really are just trying to get your workout done and get out of there. In the parking lot of Walmart, lending a listening ear to a single mom. On your family's morning walk, spending a little extra time with someone who had too much to drink last night. The Lord has been so gracious to us, inviting us into these places, even at our heart's unwillingness at times. Because we serve where we're planted, our time's not our own. It has taken practice, and I'm still learning. And believe me, I don't always have the best attitude, especially when I'm getting talked to when I'm on the treadmill at the gym. But when a tornado tore through our small town last year, wrecking people's lives and homes, including one of my YMCA friends, I was so grateful that the Lord had put me in a place of proximity and given us the resources to help. And to hear my widow gym friend say just last week, "You know, my daughter and you are the only two people I really trust like that. I'm humbled, giving thanks to God." It's in these common places that the Lord has allowed us, that the Lord allows you to be there for people through trying times and be a tangible representation of the gospel. I want to share with you real quick a couple of stories of how the Lord gave us a common place to serve where we're planted. I volunteer in an after-school running club type program for elementary age girls. And it was in this running club that we met a young girl, we'll call her Jay. She was new to Selma, had just, was kind of late joining our team for the season, and just loved getting to know her and love on her. And it was approaching the end of the season when my co-coach contacted me to tell me that Jay had been caught in a drive-by, and she was on her way to Children's in Birmingham. And so her leg had been torn up pretty bad. And so for the next month and a half, we went up to Birmingham to visit Jay. We took her teammates up to visit her. We took her down to the gift shop and bought her these cool monster slippers that all the kids had on. We brought flowers to her mom and her grandmother on Mother's Day as they were in the hospital. We reached out to our extended partners outside of Selma who sent cards to her, and she sat there as we read her the cards that were filled with God's love for her, filled with the truths about who he is and who she is and the bright future and the plans that he has for her. And she sat there and she filmed us reading every single one of those cards. A running club a common place that the Lord gave us proximity to serve where we're planted. Another one I mentioned, the YMCA. A lady named Misty, who works at the YMCA, we got to know her, and she had just beaten cancer and was in a great season of life, but also she was a little scared and hesitant. And so for a couple years, knowing her, we were able to surround her and pray for her and encourage her and love her, and got to know her. So when the tornado came through and displaced her and her daughter, we immediately were able to go to the hotel to see her, to take her food, to sit with her, to even laugh with her in a really hard time. So for the next month or so, we stood by her as her house was getting fixed up, helped her with things in her house, purchased a new mattress for her. So again, the YMCA, a gym, a common place that the Lord has given us proximity to serve where we're planted. Another example of a very common place ministry is in our marriage. The union of a black and white person in a small town like Selma, with its history, speaks volumes to the gospel and the kingdom of Jesus. Our marriage is so countercultural to what so many see as the norm. We've been on the receiving end of questions like, are y'all two married? Or, you know, the questions that with the tone of voice that you know what they're saying. Your husband's black? You're not from here, are you? These questions carry weight because some of society looks down on our union. It wasn't until the year 2000 that Alabama became the last state to take interracial marriage off its books. And 41%... of voters voted to keep it on. Our marriage is portraying something different to the young people we work with. God called us to a Christ-exalting, justice-advancing, countercultural life of love, not a prudent life. And he put us in Selma, where our marriage is an act of serving where we're planted. So as we reflect on our call to Selma and the verse for the week, Colossians 3:17, whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. We recognize that ministry isn't confined to the walls of a church or a specific title. It permeates our everyday lives. Each moment, each interaction is an opportunity to express our faith. Think about the ministry of our marriage, the ministry of your relationships, the circles we move in, the places that we frequent. Every gathering, every conversation is a chance to embody the love of Christ, to be the hands and feet of Jesus, to be a part of his mission. Be mindful of the seeds that you're sowing, knowing that they can lead to a harvest of transformation and hope. A number of years ago, we made a list of places, parks, laundromats, shopping at Food Outlet as opposed to the Winn-Dixie, going to the YMCA instead of going to the other gym we were going to, a list of places that we wouldn't necessarily choose to frequent on our own. And the Lord has blessed us. He's been faithful and blessed us in those places. So our challenge to you is, we challenge you to think about the places that you frequent. Maybe the Lord is asking you to make a list of places. He may have you meet someone new or bring to mind a place that you currently frequent. He may have you spend a little extra time sharing the love of Jesus with someone. Look for these common places, these places of proximity that the Lord is inviting you to. So let's embrace this call to serve where we're planted, to do everything in the name of Jesus, wherever we go, in the most common places, the places of proximity, making a difference in our communities and spreading the love of Christ.